Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and hope that some of them reach out and grab you. At least one or two every show, I hope, gets to you. The first one is Asking Us to Dance by Kathy Mattea. It's a love song between two people, but also it's a love song with all creation. She said she feels like she hears all creation asking us to dance. And would that we all could hear such a voice asking us to dance. Well, here it is. Here's your message, Asking Us to Dance. Message given to you by Kathy Mattea.
There's a full moon up and rising, and there's a whisper of a breeze blowing through the tangled silver, hanging from the cypress trees. There's a river made of moonlight, flowing clear across the lake. And there's a million stars just waiting to fall for any wish we make. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't all that often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. There'll be time enough tomorrow to get back to our daily bread. But there's something about this evening that's put this notion in my head, that heaven and the earth are meeting tonight upon this very spot. And all the things on earth worth having, the things that we've already got. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't very often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance.
That was Kathy Mattea asking us to dance. Next up is Paul Simon, one of my favorite artists. I probably play for any individual artist, probably Paul Simon, almost more than anyone. And this particular one, You Can Call Me Al, is a favorite. I often see videos of these songs, and I hope I never play a song on the show that I pick just because of the video, because this show doesn't have a video. But You Can Call Me Al is one of the few that has a fantastic video I recommend you go see. He and Chevy Chase just sort of mime it. They don't ever do much, but it just works perfectly for this. Anyway, this song has wonderful rhythm, and Paul Simon, in my opinion, at his best.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call,
when you call me, you call me.
That was Paul Simon singing You Can Call Me Al. Next up is Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt together singing Farther Along. And I often think about songs like this. On the one hand, it's gospel, it's a message. On the other hand, I got lots of hands here. It's also a poetry. It has its own inner sense. And thirdly, it's music. And does the music make the words more impactful? Do the words somehow make the music more impactful? Sometimes, yes. And this is one where it's yes for me. Farther Along.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested,
Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt singing Farther Along. One of the most important events or significant events that's happened in my lifetime was when John Armstrong stepped on the moon. the first human to visit the moon in history. And this song by John Stewart captures it in a strange way. It not only talks about the importance of that event, but sort of puts the rest of the world a little bit in perspective at the same time. When I listened recently to that song, the one you're going to hear in just a minute, I had some thoughts and I'm going to share them. It's kind of a wombat. It talks about the first time a man walked on the moon, a human. And I was alive when that happened. In fact, my son was my oldest son, less than a year old. We got him up and held him up in front of the TV to see this. For many of us, not all of us, of course, we were alive when the first human walked on the moon. That was a significant event in the history of the human race. It'll be looked back at from thousands of years out as one of the marker points in this time. The change that allowed technology to put a man on the moon and bring him safely back. That was a lot. So I lived then, and I'm proud of it. And I think with the human race will recognize this as one of the big events in all of history. And this song captures it. So this is John Stewart singing a song he wrote called Armstrong.
Black boy in Chicago, playing in the street, not enough to wear, not near enough to eat. And don't you know he saw it yet on that July afternoon? He saw a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. The young girl in Calcutta, barely 8 years old, and the flies that swarm the marketplace, they see she don't get old. But don't you know she heard it yet on that July afternoon? She heard a man named Armstrong that walked upon the moon. She heard a man named Armstrong that walked. Rivers are getting dirty and the wind is getting bad. The war and hate is killing off the only earth we have. But the world I'll stop to watch it here on a July afternoon, to watch a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Watch a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. And I wonder if a long time ago, somewhere in the universe, they watched a man named Adam walk upon the earth.
That was John Stewart singing Armstrong. The next song is from the Kingston Trio, popular in the 50s and 60s. And this one, Raspberry Strawberries, beautiful harmony. Really get to appreciate their voices. But the main thing, though, is a message. young man goes to Paris, as every young man should, and later on, old man goes to Paris, as every old man must. I went to Paris when I was young. I was just a kid, actually, a child. And I went as an adult. And between the two times, a human walked on the moon. But I threw that back in. So this is Raspberries and Strawberries by the Kingston Trio.
Young man goes to Paris, as every young man should. There's something in the air of France that does a young man good.
Allez, pas les pas les bons vins que ça va plus.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink them to.
The Paris nights are warm and fair, the summer winds are soft. A young man finds the face of love in every field and loft.
In every field and loft.
Allez, friends, allez, fumbas, allez, bon vin, que ça m'en brûle.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink them to.
An old man returns to Paris, as every old man must. He finds the winter winds blow cold, his dreams have turned to dust.
His dreams have turned to dust. His dreams have turned.
La 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 la.
Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, whom we must bid adieu.
You just heard Raspberries, Strawberries by the Kingston Trio. And next up is Bebop a Lula by Gene Vinson. This is from 1956. I don't know enough about musical traditions, but this is very sparse. There's hardly any instrumentation in it. A lot of the rhythm comes from the singer's voice, Gene Vinson's voice. It does say featuring the Blue Caps. I wonder if that's the band. In any case, it's sort of a classic piece of its genre. Bebop a Lula by Gene Vinson.
Well, Bebop a Lula, she's my baby. Bebop a Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop a Lula, she's my baby. Bebop a Lula, I don't mean maybe.
Bebop a Lula, she's my baby.
Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the team. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop a Lula, she's my baby. Bebop a Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop a Lula, she. My baby, da, my baby, da, my baby, da.
Let's rock! She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby.
my baby, but all my baby, but all. Let's rock again now.
That was Bebopalula by Gene Vincent. Next up is Michael Rowe, the Boulder Shore. This came out with the folk music revival of the late 50s and 60s, and we all sang it. And every major group, the Brothers Four, Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they all did Michael Rowe, the Boulder Shore, but each one made it their own. This is the Brothers Four, and they've got some beautiful harmony and beautiful voices and the rhythm. Michael Rowe, the Boat Ashore.
The Michael Rowe, the Boat Ashore. Hallelujah. Michael Rowe, the Boat Ashore. Hallelujah. Michael Rowe, the Boat Ashore. Hallelujah. Michael Rowe, the Boat Ashore. Hallelujah.
Now Michael's boat, a gospel boat.
Hallelujah.
Michael's boat is a gospel boat.
Hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
River Jordan, it's chilly and cold.
Hallelujah.
Chills the body, not the soul.
Hallelujah.
The River Jordan is deep and wide.
Hallelujah.
Milk and honey on the other side.
Hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Trumpet sounds, jubilee,
hallelujah.
Trumpet sound for you and me,
hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah.
That was Michael Row the Boat Ashore by the Brothers Four. And it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And the Saturday afternoon shows often get covered up by football games this time of year, so they may not be there, but they may be. The title of this show, Wombats and Music, strikes a lot of people a little bit off-center. Well, so am I. But the word wombat in this context, I use it to mean something not a regular piece of recorded professional music. Something personal, maybe I made, or something different. Well, here comes the next wombat. This is today's wombat. It's from a record Fred Waring put out many years ago in the 50s. And this particular poem or play was taken off that record. It's called Go Down Death. And there was an assembly of people who made these little shows. Go Down Death.
Death come to my house, it didn't stay long. I look on the bed and my mother was gone. When will I see my mother again?
She is not dead. She's resting in the bosom of Jesus. Heartbroken husband, weep no more. Grief-stricken son, weep no more. Left lonesome daughter, weep no more. She's only just gone home. Day before yesterday morning, God was looking down from his great high heaven. Looking down on all his children, and his eye fell on Sister Caroline tossing on her bed of pain. And God's big heart was touched with pity, with everlasting pity. And God sat back on his throne and commanded that tall, bright angel standing at his right hand, "Call me death." And that tall, bright angel cried in a voice that broke like a clap of thunder, "Call death! Call death!" And the echo sounded down the streets of heaven until it reached away back in that shadowy place where death waits with his pale white horses. And death heard the summons, and he leaped on his fastest horse, as pale as a sheet in the moonlight. Up the golden streets death galloped, and the hooves of his horse struck fire from the gold, but they didn't make a sound. Up death rode to that great white throne and waited for God's command. And God said, "Go down, death. Go down to Savannah, Georgia. Down in Yamacraw and find Sister Caroline. She's borne the burden and the heat of the day. She's labored long in my vineyard and she's tired. She's weary. Go down, death, and bring her to me." And death didn't say a word, but he loosed the reins on his pale white horse and he clamped the spurs to his bloodless side, and out and down he rode through heaven's pearly gates, passing suns, moons, stars. Death rode, and the phone from his horse was like a comet in the sky. On death rode, leaving the lightning's flash behind. Straight on down he came. While we were watching about her bed, she turned her eyes and looked away. She saw what we couldn't see. She saw old death. Old death coming like a falling star. But death didn't frighten Sister Caroline. He looked to her like a welcome friend. And she whispered to us, "I'm going home." And she smiled and closed her eyes. And death took her like a little baby and held her in his icy arms, but she felt no chill. Then death began to ride again, out beyond the evening star, up beyond the morning star, out into that glittering light of glory and on to that great white throne. And there he laid Sister Caroline, on the loving breast of Jesus. And Jesus took his own hand and wiped away her tears and smoothed the furrows from her face. And the angels sang a little song. And Jesus rocked her in his arms and kept saying, "Take your rest, take your rest, take your rest. Weep not, weep not, she is not dead. She's resting in the bosom of Jesus."
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my Lord.
I'm one to sing my mother again.
That was "Go Down, Death" by the Fred Waring Chorale. And it's one point of view. Here comes another point of view. This one's called "Pushing Up Daisies" by Kevin Welch. And this one speaks to me today. Well, I had a few bumps here and there, but it's better than pushing up daisies. He says it well.
Sometimes I tell you the way that I feel. I think that I'm going crazy. Gotta tell myself, man, it ain't that big a deal. It's better than pushing up daisy. I slip and I stumble and I roll in the hill, trying to impress the lady. Once played a fool, I guess I always will. It's better than a pushing of daisy. Well, I walk a highway with no safety net. God only knows what saves me. All that I know is it ain't over yet. Not till I'm pushing up daisies. I've seen the arrows of death's little quiver come so close they actually graze me. I've seen the blood and I felt the cold shiver. Still I ain't pushing up daisies. Standing here leaning on my windowsill, dreaming on a sky so blue. Pushing up daisies out there on the hill, it's the last thing that I'll ever do. Sometimes my heart is as true as a child. Sometimes my heart, it betrays me. Breaks right into every once in a while. But it's better than pushing up daisies. Standing here leaning on my windowsill, dreaming on a sky so blue. Pushing up daisies out there on the hill, it's the last thing that I'll ever do. Yeah.
You just heard Pushing Up Daisies by Kevin Welsh. Next up is Heart of the Heartland by Peter Ostrushko. I don't play many instrumental pieces on this show. Almost every song I play has words, but this one, Heart of the Heartland, is played on a mandolin by Peter Ostrushko, obviously a master. And you often hear the mandolin doing solos and bluegrass and that kind of thing, but you don't hear it played like this. It's kind of a beautiful, steady lead. And I think it's just a wonderful experience, a different kind of music. So here's an instrumental on Wombats and Music. That was Heart of the Heartland by Peter Ostrushko. And now we're going to have some Cajun music. This is You Won't Be Satisfied by the Cajun Country Revival. And interestingly, one of the lead instruments here is the mandolin again. There's the center part where you have some solos by the mandolin and then the accordion and then the fiddle, I think. And maybe another instrument in there. But the mandolin gets several solos in here, and that's just a wonderful instrument. This is good Cajun music, in my opinion. You Won't Be Satisfied by the Cajun Country Revival.
I was ready.
Yeah.
That was You Won't Be Satisfied by the Cajun Country Revival. When I was younger and active in the New York City Folk Music Club, there was an artist that came around a lot, Bill Staines. He was a New England singer and did some beautiful songs that we all loved. And here he is singing one called River, his biggest hit.
I was born in the path of the winter wind, raised where the mountains roll. Their springtime waters came dancing down, and I remember the tales they told. The whistling ways of my younger days too quickly have faded on by, but all of their memories linger on like the light in a fading sky. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Well, I've been to the city and I've been back again. I've been moved by some things that I've learned. I met a lot of good people and I call them friends. Felt the change when the seasons turned. I heard all the songs that the children sang, and I've listened to love's melodies. I felt my own music within me rise like the wind in the autumn trees. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, old river, you changing, old river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Someday when the flowers are blooming still, someday when the grass is still green, my rolling waters will round the bend and flow into the open sea. So here's to the rainbow that's followed me here, here's to the friends that I know, here's to the song within me now. I will sing it wherever I go. Help me. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river. Let you and me, river, run down. Take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, old river, you changing, old river. Let you and the river run down to the sea.
Thank you, everybody, and gentlemen. Mr. Guy won't be here on the camera. Thanks a whole lot.
Bill Staines, Guy Van Duver.
That was River by Bill Staines. And the last song on the show today is Highway Junkie by Chris Knight, a great country song about a working man on the road. And I got it from a science fiction movie called Space Trucker. Fun science fiction movie if you want to see one. This is Highway Junkie.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet. But I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" Where's that fire, son? I said, "Man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Go on and write your ticket, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie. But Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, "Dang me, drive them 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. You're the king of the road. And those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of your mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie, Lord.
That was Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I come to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry University. And now we're getting up to the time where I end the show with my ritual closing out and ask you to join me. This is audience participation time. Ready? Here you go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.